Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
From AccuWeather, this is Everything Under the Sun. Real news and real stories covering topics from the worlds of science, sports, and space. It's all the information you need to weatherproof your life. And now here's the host of Everything Under the Sun, AccuWeather meteorologist Dean DeVore.
Friends, welcome in as we get ready to turn the calendar from June to July. It is the 4th of July holiday staring us in the face, and once again, I will be in one of my favorite events I've ever been part of, and it's really a highlight of my broadcasting career, being part of the 47th annual Macy's 4th of July fireworks coming up on Tuesday, July 4th in the East River in New York City. We'll talk about how they put that show together, what we expect from another fabulous show, how you can watch it online, on TV, listen to it on 1010 Winds and hear the great American music and soundtrack that we'll be celebrating our Independence Day. Friends, sit back and relax. It's time to talk about everything under the sun from AccuWeather.com. For going on almost 20 years now, I've been fortunate to be part of 1010 Winds and their broadcast family through our work here at AccuWeather and our partnership with them. And through that, one of the things that 1010 Winds has been an amazing partner for and with is the Macy's great events like the parade and the flower show and all of the holiday attractions, and most specifically the Macy's 4th of July fireworks, which happen on the 4th of July in the middle of New York City. An amazing show choreographed to music, one of the first big shows of its kind to do that, and you can listen to that soundtrack on Winds Live in New York at 92.3 FM, also on the Odyssey app, and of course, across the country, you can listen or you can watch on NBC if you can't make it to New York City. It's an absolutely amazing night of fireworks and music and friends and fun, and we want to talk about this year's version with the Director of Production Operations for Macy's. Her name is Kathleen Wright. She has been coordinating the internal and external partners to execute event strategies for the tentpole events, including Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, the 4th of July fireworks, and more. Kathleen Wright joins me to talk about the Macy's fireworks in New York City here on Everything Under the Sun from AccuWeather.com. Kathleen, it's great to have you here as we get ready for my favorite event of the year. And I've, as I told you before we started, at least 15 years now being part of the Macy's fireworks show on the 4th of July in New York City, and with our great media partner 1010 Winds, and both from AccuWeather and the Macy's standpoint. And I know there's a lot of excitement, first of all, that, you know, we've been always the home of the soundtrack for this amazing fireworks show, and we're getting it on FM this year. 1010 Winds, just a few months ago, we made the leap over to the FM frequency on 92.3 FM. And so I think that gives even more people opportunity to take a little radio or a transistor with them as they go to where they're watching it in person around the New York City area. And of course, they'll be able to hear that amazing soundtrack on the NBC broadcast, which starts a couple of hours before the show begins, starts at 8 o'clock. And then the show kicks off in earnest there in a little bit after 9:30. Want to talk to you about some of the particulars. It's hard to me to imagine that Macy's can try to top a show every year, because every year I think that looking at that show, it can't be any better than the year before. And somehow you always seem to be able to do it. I think that's part of the Macy's thing about immediately looking at an event after it's over and the hours and days after the event and starting that pre-planning. And so that when you're hitting your stride here less than a week before the event, you already are having those great plans to top it, right? Are you going to top last year's show and this year's shows before?
100%. We are always looking to top the last year's show. And you're right. This is something that we are thinking about year round. On July 5th, we're going to all kind of get together. We're going to talk through what went right. What can we do even bigger and better the next year? And we're going to start thinking about next year's show. So it really is something that we love to keep in front of us and love to continue to build and make bigger and better and more beautiful than whenever, every single year, and have been doing so for, this will be the 47th annual. So very excited for this year's show.
Yeah, it's amazing how much this Macy's Fireworks Show has become part of the fabric of New York, really now become part of the fabric of the nation, because a lot of those 47 years NBC's broadcast has taken this amazing show to other parts of the country, far and wide. You know, one of the things that has made it uniquely New York is sometimes the fight over where these fireworks are shot off. I remember when I first got involved, that was coming up on the, I think it was the 400th anniversary of Henry Hudson coming down the Hudson River. So we were actually over on the west side early on. And then, you know, a lot of New Yorkers got upset. Why are we sharing it with New Jersey? Right. So the folks on the eastern boroughs, like Queens and Brooklyn and up to the Bronx, said, you know, we want our shot. So we've moved over now and been pretty consistent on the East River over the last several years, kind of going back and forth between the seaport right near the Brooklyn Bridge a couple of times, but more so downriver a little bit. What a beautiful spot. Now, we're going to be set up again on Hunters Point South Park, the actual fireworks headquarters, which is not an open to the public. That's more of a Macy's controlled area. But all along that area, Queens and Brooklyn, and then on the other side, from the FDR down, how many barges this year? Five barges, did I count?
Five barges in the East River, about a mile long spectacle that you'll see in the East River. And, you know, to your point, there's always a lot of back and forth on east side, west side. And there's a lot of considerations that come into play as we're doing that planning with our partners in the city agencies on where to host the show safely and with, you know, maximum area for public viewing. And I think that's one of the great things about the position that we're in, is that there's so much viewing area for millions of New Yorkers to come out and watch the fireworks show live that evening outside and, you know, listen to the beautifully synced score, musical score on 1010 Winds and the Odyssey app, and, you know, really listening in to get the absolute full picture and the full creative of the entire show.
I think one of the reasons that has become successful is because the amount of development on the east side of the East River. I mean, I look in the 8-9 years now we've been over in Long Island City, Queens, mostly just the amount of development with the buildings and the high rises and all of that. And then there's a lot of nice space there right along the river where people can congregate and watch this. So that adds to it. The FDR, it's fun to watch the FDR fill up as people come up once they close it later in the evening. And now all I have to do, you've got to jump. They put the fireworks out, but now all I've got to do is take care of the weather as we get ready for the 4th of July.
Yes, please.
we'll do our best. Let's talk about that musical soundtrack. And that's another thing that I think has nicely developed from how I've seen this over the last few years, where we take folks and really have one person really looking and coming up with this whole soundtrack. And then we involved amazing live musical acts that kind of bring that to life during the show and during everything. So talk me through some of the highlights about that musical soundtrack that will accompany these amazing fireworks.
Absolutely. And I think you're right. This is, I think, one of the elements of the Macy's Fireworks Show that makes the Macy's Fireworks on the 4th of July one of the most impactful and innovative fireworks shows that exists, because the synced musical score just elevates all of the emotions and everything that you're feeling while you're watching. And I think this year, some of the highlights that I'm really looking forward to is the classic Macy's Golden Mile, where we're going to be paying tribute to Tina Turner, a real trailblazer.
I didn't know that.
In the industry. Absolutely. And it's going to be a wonderful celebration. I mean, the Golden Mile part of the show is already that goosebumps feeling. And I think this year it's going to just be, again, above and beyond anything that we've done before, and just continuing to kind of top last year's show. But in addition to that, we've got a ton of other great performances that will happen throughout the musical score. The U.S. Army Field Band and Chorus will be with us again. They've been with us for a few years, and just adds another level of patriotic moments to incorporate into the celebration of Independence Day. Jasmine Sullivan will be singing Lift Every Voice and Sing. So there's going to be a lot of really great moments throughout that fireworks show that are just going to be elevated tenfold by this musical score.
And it's perform live while they're going on. It's an incredible situation. I mean, I'm fortunate to get to that site about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'll start doing the weather hits live on 1010 Winds at that point. And I'm kind of in the, you know, a little bit behind the scenes there where I can see the practices and the rehearsals and stuff. And you get this sense, oh my God, this is going to be really cool. And let's talk about that Golden Mile situation. There's a point kind of before the big finale, when we build the emotion to this point and all of the barges start creating these cascading effects where it's kind of gold showers and beautiful white. A couple of years ago, coming out of the pandemic, the song was You'll Never Walk Alone, which even now thinking about that gives me a little mist in the eye. That was beautiful. But Tina Turner, that's going to be emotional for all of us who grew up with her music and how much it meant to us in our lives here over the last several decades. The other thing that I think is amazing about this event is the amount of different kinds of people that come. When we see, when I'm interacting with the crowds, not only people that have been born and lived in this country all their life, but all of our amazing folks that have come to this country over the years. We talk about and celebrate New York as the melting pot of this country, the kind of the jumping off point for a lot of people once they start their journey through America. And you see that, and you see their excitement to celebrate something that maybe some of us that are here and our whole lives or were born here take for granted a little bit. And I think that's what makes, in addition to the music and the fireworks and the special thing, what makes this all special. Agree with that? Have you felt that as well?
Completely agree. I think that this is really, you know, of course, July 4th is a celebration of Independence Day, but it is a celebration of all things Americana and of everyone that can celebrate in their own individual way, whether that is, to your point, someone who's been here their entire lives or who has just arrived. This is a true celebration of whatever America means to you. And we're just so excited that we can bring that to everyone and invoke those emotions and that pride that we all feel in being American on the 4th of July.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You know, one thing that we were talking about in the office that leading up to this 4th of July holiday and the week beyond, I mean, there's been a tremendous amount of travel troubles over the last couple of weeks, people not being able to get to vacations and stuff. I know that right from there, I'm going up to about 10 days on the Cape, and that's a normal situation. I was just talking to my landlord, and there's already been a lot of cancellations already for that week up there. I wonder if this may be one of our biggest crowds ever, where a lot of people, instead of traveling or getting out of town for the 4th of July holiday, actually maybe sticking closer to home. And I would imagine that we're going to see a lot of people lining the streets, both on the FDR side and the East River side here as we go through that day coming up on Tuesday. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point. And if you work your magic on the weather, then I think the crowds will be bigger than ever.
About 8-9 years ago, I kept saying just a sprinkle, and about 20, 30 minutes before the show, it did open up to a downpour, just formed right over us. One of your predecessors came and yelled at me a little bit after the show, and where did that come from? But I mean, generally, I mean, looking at the situation now, I can't rule out a shower thunderstorm. We'll see how that works out, but we'll try to do the timing. Lots of great information about this. If you need it, Macy's has it on their website, 1010 Winds on their website. Do you have any thoughts or any quick tips for people that maybe at the last minute say, you know, I really want to see this. I've heard so much about it. I want to see it in person. How can I go see it? Where can they go get information?
Macy's.com/fireworks has a great section on where to watch. It lists all of the public viewing locations that are going to be great spots that'll be to view the fireworks, all of those access points. There's also a section in there that has locations throughout the city that are not recommended to watch. So not the best viewpoint, no view of the show. So make sure you check that out before you head out on the 4th, just so you can make sure that you're going to see the entire magic of the show.
And if you've never been there and you wonder, well, how do we move all those people in and out? It's done. And it's done with the help of our great folks in the transit world. I mean, the subways are just chock full of extra trains. And what you think is a really monumental situation to move those millions of people in and out, it really works. And so I would encourage anybody who hasn't done it and needs something to do on that Tuesday evening to check us out. I can't wait to meet you in person, Kathleen,
you
and work with you. And we'll talk to you on July 4th and Tuesday. And looking forward to another amazing Macy's 4th of July fireworks. You said 47th annual. That's
47th annual. Yeah.
Awesome. Kathleen, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. Can't wait to see you on the 4th.
So again, now you have information on how you could attend if you were in the New York City. If you are watching on NBC, the broadcast starts at 8 o'clock and the fireworks show actually starts about 9:30, 9:35 Eastern time. One of the cool things is NBC then repeats that last hour of that broadcast, including the fireworks show, between 10 and 11 Eastern time. So if you're out at your own local fireworks show, you can come back home and see the Macy's on TV. I've actually gotten back to my hotel just in time from the broadcast center and where we shoot the fireworks off there on the East River on the Long Island Queen City. And I've gotten back to my Manhattan hotel and watched the show again from a different perspective, high and wide and all the shots that NBC has. So that's kind of a cool thing. Friends, we really appreciate our working with 1010 Winds and all our other media partners and working with you. Because we are so busy now as we get into the summer, and I've got some vacation coming up a couple of weeks away, and the rest of us also have vacation here to put together this podcast, we're going to go on a little summer hiatus. Figured this was a good time to take a few weeks off. Keep it locked to this space, and we will let you know when we resume everything under the sun, and we may take a little different form going forward in some of the ways and things that we do. We certainly will take your feedback and questions and comments at podcast@accuweather.com if you want to email us, and certainly you can let us know going forward in that situation. I'm forever indebted to all the hard work that my executive producers do, Ken Prell and Andrew Robb, and I'm always indebted to the hard work and dedication of our team members for AccuWeather, hundreds of them across the world that help weatherproof your life. Hope to see you at the Macy's fireworks and beyond, and for all of us at Everything Under the Sun from AccuWeather.com, have a great rest of your summer, and we'll talk to you soon. This is Everything Under the Sun from AccuWeather.com.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. Be sure to subscribe to, rate, and review Everything Under the Sun on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And of course, if you have an idea for a future podcast, just email us at accuweather.podcast@accuweather.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.